It's time to sit down with Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB, for our weekly discussion of some of the news coming from the charity. Matt, thanks once again for joining us.
Hello, Alan. Nice to meet you.
So let's start off with a look at a national strategy which RNIB has been involved in around disability.
Yeah, the government is just pulling together its national disability strategy, which is clearly an important moment in time. We have been participating in that process, both in terms of sort of helping the government, you know, run a process which has tried to be as accessible as possible, but also we've been providing some robust input into actually the sort of content of the strategy, clearly not just the process. And with that, we've been, you know, both working sort of on our own and trying to bring our particular insight to bear, but also partnering with other charities, particularly in the Disability Charity Consortium, the DCC, are quite a powerful group who have access to ministers and government and civil servants and can put across the sort of weight of, I think it's 9 charities' view, which is ours, it's Scope and Sense and MenCap and the National Autistic Society. There are others in there as well, and Mind as well in there. So we've been meeting, and our chairs, actually the chairs of all those DCC committees, have met to also work out how they can work with the CEOs and sort of mobilise their resources aligned in a way that sort of tries to get the point across to government. So this is one of these really important moments in time, if it feels a slow burn, actually, where, you know, we need to be working very hard to try and make this strategy as full as possible. And as ever, not everything you ever want is in there. The process is not necessarily as thorough as you might like. But, you know, we want to approach this in a positive mindset to agitate as much as we can to get as much into the strategy, which will be published, or the first draft of it will be published at some point in the spring.
When you say strategy, then, is this around of everyday life or having, you know, creating a better society for a better life for people with disabilities?
Well, it's everything. It's around trying to improve society so it works better for disabled people. And so there are themes in there around employment, around education, around transport, around information flows, around welfare, around taking part in the democratic process, you know, all of which, yeah, you and I have talked about, well, all of those themes practically through the last year as we've been talking. So, you know, we have ongoing input into that, but this is the moment in time where the government's trying to sort of knit it together. And our perspective is a great opportunity, but we also don't want the government to flunk it and come up with something which is too superficial, not informed enough. At a time of national crisis, distracted by the COVID pandemic, you know, it would be easy, you know, not to have a thorough piece of work. So we're very mindful of being quite tough, well, being very tough, frankly, on the government to make sure they try and get as much in this as possible. And I think, you know, we'll probably get the first draft at the end of May. Then we'll probably find we don't think it's thorough enough, and we will keep going and keep going.
More to come on that. Now, lockdown restrictions are easing probably around the UK at a greater pace than perhaps we've spoken about before. And again, RNIB, like other organisations, looking to see how that will affect what they do on a day-to-day basis.
We talk about, you know, aspects of the pandemic every week, and you know, that's no surprise, is it, as the thing evolves and we get into new phases of time where there's new things that we're allowed to do, and clearly implications on blind and partially sighted people shift and change depending on, you know, how society is set up. Across certainly Wales and England since the weekend, and in England on Monday, have been people been out and about. And there's lots of videos of people being in parks and on beaches and travelling a bit further. I think that's coming to Scotland and Northern Ireland sort of later in the week. So that's a good thing for society that we're trying to get back to normal. And clearly the vaccination programme continues at a pace, which I think is also very good news. But it brings challenges to blind and partially sighted people venturing back out into society and being able to sort of navigate your way around a society which is clearly a bit different to what it was, you know, sort of 15 months ago. So we've got a campaign on coming out of lockdown. There's a whole variety of materials on our website. There are some films we've done. There's some accessible sort of material, you know, to get the perspective across on matters that are going to be relevant, like social distancing, which is still going to be with us. Just understanding if you're a business, how to set yourself up operationally so you can best support blind and partially sighted people. And if you remember a year ago, we were working with grocers who were putting in things like traffic light, you know, sort of systems for customers, which clearly is no use if you're a blind and partially sighted person because you can't see the traffic light. So, you know, a lot of help there, building on all the success we've had actually in improving those operational processes in a variety of businesses, whether it's retail, hospitality, gyms, you know, all the things that people have been accessing through last summer. And I think just general information for people as you go about your daily business, whether you're on public transport or just in the street, you know what to do to make sure you're supportive to blind and partially sighted people. And we're still banging the drum with the government across all departments and other quangos like Public Health England, the NHS, to make sure that information is as accessible as possible. So there's a whole lot of stuff on our website, and it says what we're doing, as materials to use, and we will keep, you know, banging the drum as we move through the summer.
And we'll give you those contact details very shortly. Going to finish off, Matt, though, with a look at fundraising. Marathon Mates is getting ever closer.
Yeah, and what people listening in don't know, Alan, is you and I are in a team at the moment taking steps and trying to walk a long way for a sort of cross VI sector effort. So I think we're all trying to get out and find ways that we can sort of exercise. And, you know, the next thing for the RNIB is Marathon Mates, which is timed in the spring when normally the sort of London Marathon would be on. It's in May, and it asks people to sign up with a pair virtually and between you, you know, run 26.2 miles and raise some money for the RNIB during the month of May. We did it last year, and I know I found it actually a really positive catalyst to get me up from the laptop and out, running around in the evenings, doing some distance. So I've signed up with one of our team called Bell Pool, who works in our sort of fundraising area. And it's a great opportunity for people to sort of come together, have a bit of fun. But importantly, I think take some exercise as well. And if you can raise a bit of money for the RNIB, all well and good. And I just encourage any listeners who want to get involved, you know, find a mate, go to the website, sign up, and use it as a catalyst to take some exercise in the spring, you know, as the weather gets better and we should all be getting out and getting some fresh air.
Yeah, and you have an entire month to get your distance in as well. So not as if you have to do it in a few hours and try and...
No, we're not asking you to run a marathon at any point. You've got sort of 30 days to do 26 miles. So if you do the maths, it's not desperately onerous, actually, in terms of how much you need to do at any given time.
It is great fun as well. If you want more details on that, do go to marathonmates.rnib.org.uk. And for any other information as well, Matt was obviously chatting about lockdown and all the advice and support for everyone, for business, commerce, etc. Go to rnib.org.uk. Loads of info on there for you to look at. And the helpline is always there, a voice at the end of the phone for you on 0303 123 9999. Matt, we'll catch up again next week. Thanks very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan. My pleasure as ever, and happy Easter to all the listeners.